I know you've heard it before, but what if your next level of life, abundance, joy, income, happiness, truly lived on the other side of the thing you feared or were avoiding? Hey, it's Dean Graziosi. Welcome to the Own Your Future podcast, behind the scenes edition. Each week on a Thursday, we release 7, 8, 9 minutes long of behind the scenes from the prior week. And if you have not listened to or watched the Tim Ballard interview, I would say it might be the most important interview of my entire life for helping others, for ending something that needs to be ended, and for filling your heart and your soul in a way you can't imagine. Go back and listen to it. If you don't know who Tim Ballard is, you will. If you do, you're going to want to see this interview. Today, I want to talk about facing that thing that you've been avoiding, or the thing that doesn't allow you to avoid it anymore. And what do I mean by that? You know, I think subtly in life, the things that make us uncomfortable, the things we're afraid of, could be as simple as my business isn't doing well, but I'm avoiding marketing. Or it could be very difficult is avoiding that conversation with a significant other that will lead to maybe the end or the inevitable new beginning with each other. Maybe it's the uncomfortableness and knowing you must quit a career that is literally draining your soul. Or the conversation with your children or your parents. There are things in life that trigger something from our past that scare us so much internally that we don't even realize we tuck it down and we avoid it and we wonder why we're not getting to the level of life we want or desire. In last week's episode, Tim Ballard dedicated the last 15 years of his life to help end childhood sex slavery. Slavery and in the sex world. It's unbelievable. It's one of those difficult things to even say out loud, difficult things to mention. A lot of times it's so hard, people have to look away when it needs us to stare right into it and solve this problem. He said there's over 7 million children in slavery. They don't own their lives, and it's evolving to organ harvesting. I know, hard to hear. I get it. But we can't fix it until we face it. He had to face that. He ended up quitting working for the federal government, have to raise the funds to go out and rescue. They've had over 5,000 missions of saving these children. The movie of his life, Sound of Freedom, launched on 4th of July week. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you go to angel.com/freedom and get yourself a ticket. I've watched the movie. It is unbelievable. It not only will find a level of gratitude in you that you can't believe. It'll make you want to share and it'll make you want to do something. It is the perfect movie to start a shift in the world. Let us be the generation that eradicates this. But let's get back to my main focus. You, Tim, had to face the fear of doing this on his own, of what if he failed? He had an amazing wife and he's got 8 children and his wife pushed him to take that uncomfortable action, and thousands and thousands of children in slavery would never have been rescued without him taking that uncomfortable action. But while he was in it, and sometimes when you overcome the first obstacles to get started, to get the momentum, then other things happen in the midst of his career. Someone tried to attack him to figure that this couldn't be a guy that just had a good heart. He's got to have something sneaky. They looked under the hood for 2 years and found out he's just a good guy trying to help a really ugly thing. But in that moment of that thing that you must face, those insecurities, you know, he found a time where he just completely lost it. He had to face the fears of not being good enough, that what if he couldn't do this at the level? Did he make a mistake? And it crippled him for a while. He couldn't move. He was self-doubted, wanted to quit. The reason I'm bringing this up is he didn't go in detail about it, but I just know these circumstances in our lives. I spent 5 years thinking about a divorce. Every day I'd wake up thinking about it. I think my previous wife did as well. And it crippled us forever, but I couldn't face that because my parents were married and divorced 9 times. I knew the pain of divorce and I didn't want to replicate that in my kids. So I avoided it. And guess what happens when I avoided it? It got bigger and stronger. It was like this ugly that was locked in a cage, but it kept getting bigger and I needed stronger locks on the door. And then finally the door burst open one day and I couldn't control it. I had to face it. It caused stress, it caused anxiety, it caused sleepless nights, but I had to face it. Now I'm tying these all together here. I know it's a little ADD on that one, but I'm tying it all together. No matter if it's something you know you need to face or something that comes out of the blue or something where the ugly inside just can't hold anymore and it breaks open and you have to deal with it, what you'll realize on the other side of the fear or the thing you have to deal with is always the next version of you. You don't find deep fulfillment without some deep struggles. You don't find deep joy and pleasure without some, or the heights of joy, I should say, and pleasure without the depth of the opposite. Because I went through the pain and anxiety of going through a divorce, it made me realize the man I needed to become to attract the kind of relationship and be the parent I needed to be. And I became a better version of me. I'm married to the love of my life. And it never would have happened without that pain. But some of us are not going through the pain. We're avoiding it. I know pain is never fun. If Tim would have avoided the pain of leaving a job, trying to do this on your own, being worried about being attacked and people, you know, criticizing him, if he would have worried about that, thousands and thousands and thousands of children wouldn't have been saved from slavery. My whole point of this message today, and I hope you go listen to the Tim Ballard interview, I hope you go to the movie, is simply this. There are some things you have to face today. You've been avoiding them. It's time to face them. Your next level lives on the other side of you facing them. And I can't promise that they'll be better in a moment, but I promise they'll be better. And I can promise you this, if you don't face them, things will stay the same. And if you're not happy with the same thing, then it's time to change. The last thing I'll share about this is when I was going through a divorce, I felt like, I use simple analogies in my head. I felt like I was on a ship in the bay. The bay was pretty cool. Calm waters, other ships like mine around, and I should have been happy with it. Like maybe you should be happy with that relationship or should be happy with the job or should be happy with the career you have. You should be. Other people think you should be, but you knew you had to set sail. You knew in the horizon someplace was the person you were meant to be. But as you're in this calm bay and you look out, there's a storm brewing. There's a hurricane out there. And the only way to get out into the open seas is through the hurricane. And I know when my previous wife and I were getting ready to go to get a divorce or thinking about it, every time I'd put the nose of the ship in the hurricane, it would start to bounce. I'd get nervous, go back to the bay. Until one day I couldn't do it anymore. Neither could she. Couldn't leave the ship in the bay, even though everybody thought the ship was fine there. And it was okay, but it wasn't my destiny. My destiny was on the other side of that storm. And one day when I couldn't handle it anymore, I drove the ship into the hurricane. And it was bouncy and it was rocky. And I got seasick and got scared and got nervous and stress and anxiety attacks and all the rest. But I stayed steadfast finally because I knew I couldn't stay where I was. And one day, I was on the other side of that storm. And that's where I discovered the real me. And I'm sure there's another version of me. It's in my 60s and in my 70s. But it's time for you to discover who you are meant to be. Again, I know I had a lot to share in under 10 minutes today, and I might have been all over the place, but I hope I tie it together with this. Face your fear. Have the conversation. Say yes, say no. Move forward. Do the uncomfortable. Or prepare for it, because sometimes it hits you out of left field. And when it does, you take a moment and go, this sucks. I don't like it. But another version of me is on the other side of me handling it. I deserve it. My family deserves it. Thank you so much for being a part of the Own Your Future podcast. Thank you for the shares, the likes, the subscribes. If this message lands with you, if someone in your life needs to hear it, please share it with them. Make sure to follow, subscribe. Help us continue to impact others through this podcast. Go check out the movie. You can go to angel.com/freedom. Go watch The Sound of Freedom. We'll see you next week.